Nebraska's rotation matched up against the Aggies, that's going to be a great and fun matchup to watch. You've got experience on the side of Nebraska, and that's where the experience there and the pitching staff will benefit that team greatly. Two seniors to start the rotation, Johnny Dorn, Thad Weber, and then a junior college transfer, Aaron Probonik, are the three projected starters for Nebraska. Johnny Dorn, who is 5-1, has had a terrific year, a 2.69 ERA. Really, the surprising thing about Dorn is the 5-0 decisions. I think that this was a guy that was going to make a run at Shane Comine's all-time win record there at Nebraska going into the season. He's currently 6th behind the Husker All-American. This is a guy that Coach Childress had really thought that he was going to make a run at that record, but the no decisions have really come back to limit that. But he's been very, very good. He's 3-1 with a 3.10 ERA in the league play and 44 strikeouts in 49 innings pitched against the league. So nearly a strikeout per inning, keeps the walk total down. Thad Weber's the exact same thing. He's just been able to get the decisions. He's 8-2 with a 3.75 ERA overall. And in the league play, 6-1 with a 2.54 ERA, two complete games, one of those coming against Texas over there in Austin. He's got 45 strikeouts and 46 innings pitched and just 15 walks. So those are guys that are going to really have a good weekend no matter who they're playing. It's just, are they going to get enough run support to be able to come up with the victories? That's been the problem for them this year. Aaron Probonik on Sundays does pose a little bit of a problem for them. He's 1-3 with a 6.25 ERA in league. That's evened up his record at 3-3 with a 4.16 overall. And he's not had nearly the success of the other two guys in the weekends. His opponents are batting 309 against him. That doesn't bode well against an A&M team that hits the ball as well as it does. He still does get about a strikeout in inning with 32 and 36 innings, but the walk total's up. So Sunday, that's a good matchup for the Aggie offense. Dane Carter, Jose Duran continue to be the top two hitters in the Big 12. Carter with a 411 batting average, Jose Duran 396. Luke Anders goes into this weekend with the fourth highest average in the league. At one point during the Sam Houston game, he was up to third, giving A&M in the top three batting averages. But his last at bat, he made an out, and that fell back down below. Followed by Darby Brown, Brian Ruggiano, Kyle Culligan. A&M's going to have six of their everyday starters that are going to bat 325 or higher. Then you look at Blake Stouffer, who over the second half of the season has really picked up the batting average and has raised it up significantly. And, he's a 270 hitter in league play, but you put him in the two hole, and he has been very, very dangerous. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Brody Green and Ben Feltner this weekend. It's going to be three right-handed pitchers to start, and it looks like there was a little bit of a platoon situation beginning to develop between Green and Feltner. Green hitting 292. Three home runs and 18 RBIs, and with Ben Feltner only hitting 210 with no home runs and 11 RBIs, but it looks like he was going to go against a right-handed pitcher, so that will be something to follow this weekend. Kevin Gonzalez continues to battle that average up, 258 now, one home run, 19 RBIs, and he'll be behind the plate all 3 days as Nebraska will want to run a little bit. They're averaging at least a steal a game in the league play, and there are 64 of 86 overall on the year, but you've seen Gonzalez really shut down opponents' running games, not just with what he does, but also the threat as a reputation got around rather quickly. So that's a look at the offense against the Aggie offense against Nebraska. Starting pitching, good relievers there. Probably the next best bullpen in the league compared to A&M is what you're going to see at Nebraska. Dan Jennings, 1-0, 2.25 ERA. He has four saves. Zach Herr, 2-0 with a 3.46 ERA, two saves. And then Eric Anderson, no decisions, but two saves with a 3.60 ERA. Nine saves in the 15 victories for Nebraska in the league this year. So that's a pretty big number, and they will go to the bullpen, especially on Sunday, where they've been known to throw multiple pitchers on what Rob Childress likes to call run day. The intangibles in this series, that'll be something to watch. A&M comes in with a tremendous amount of confidence, winning the 15 conference games in a row. They've won 24 of their last 26 games since they went up to Oklahoma State. And the reason why they are off to the best record in college baseball with 41 wins, no team in the country with 41 wins except the Aggies. And Texas A&M faces a tough Nebraska team. Nebraska at home is 26-2-1 this season. They've won 14 of their past 15 home games. The games are sellouts with the reserve seats. That's 5,000 fans right there. They're going to have a bunch of general admission seats there, and it will just be a tremendous atmosphere. This will get A&M ready for what they will see in the NCAA playoffs, and it'll be a great matchup as both teams try to solidify their spots as top eight national seeds. And that's our podcast for today. Hopefully you'll enjoy all the ball games this weekend and get ready for UT Arlington and the Texas Longhorns next week.